The amazing part is this trust, like Roger said,
Ah.
it show it to you, you know, you don't
Yeah,
need to do
yeah, yeah.
anything, you know.
You're
That
right.
is the amazing part that,
Yeah,
wow,
yeah.
you will be awakened that this is not something that the thought base can do
Yeah,
alone.
the
You
top they cannot do what,
So
yeah.
you can differentiate the difference
Yes, yes,
between
yes.
what is awareness based versus what
Correct,
is thought based.
correct.
Straight away, you know that, you know,
Yes.
that is the difference, you know. Yeah.
Sadhu, very good.
Yeah,
Yeah. Because that
sadhu.
trust, once the word trust, you trust the nature to do, there is no interference from the thought, from the
Yes, correct.
memory, from your view, your conditioning, your habitual, all these things disappear. That's why I say it's like you are dead. A dead man
Yes,
cannot do anything, is it? But you are fully aware. You are not dead. But you don't interfere. You just witness. That's why they call
correct.
it the witnessing. You
Yes,
just
yes.
observe and
Yes.
witness and let it do. It's
Yes.
like that is the most beautiful
Yes.
meditation. That is the highest, the last stage of the four support. Yeah.
Exactly, Brother
Yeah.
Teo. All this is so beautifully said
Yeah,
by you.
Sadhu.
So it's really amazing listening to you. What
Yeah.
I'm going through,
Yeah.
exactly like that.
Sadhu,
It
yeah.
is all just observation showing it to you
Yeah.
know.
Sadhu.
Yeah, so
That's
it's
why
like,
my nature rejoice, because early on I told a lot of Kayamita, I said one day when some Kayamita can go through all this, my nature will rejoice, because it shows what not only I can do, anybody who is serious enough really make effort, have the sincerity, the faith and the perseverance, they can also experience and do all these things. That's why this will give faith to a lot of cultivators, a lot of Kayamitas. Yeah. That's why your condition was the best. Because when you started, you were very new. Like you say, 2016, 2017, that time you were still very new. You still, a lot of things is like new to you, alien to you. But when you become serious over the last 1, 2 years, a lot of amazing things just happen. And when it happened, it's because you are very sincere, full of faith, and you're very determined. And you follow all the advice and instruction that I have given. And you did exactly what I advised. And then it happened. That's why I say, trust. Don't go and add things. Just do. Don't try to know. And listen carefully to my words and just do.
Actually, Brother Teo, your words are it's not
Yeah.
just listening, it has a lot of meaning, you know, to
Yeah, very
me, you
deep
know.
one.
That yes, it's so deep inside, that
Yeah.
it's not like, you know, it's not just that listen. It go in, you know, cannot come
Yeah,
out and just go in
correct.
one, or sink in one, or sink in, it latch onto you, and then
Then you know
you
how to
believe.
do it. You have to have the understanding. Well, a lot of people use their thought base to try to understand what I say. They cannot understand one. Well, this understanding and advice come from the silent mind. So without the awareness and the silent, the awareness nature which you have gone through, they cannot understand. And you can understand because you are able to develop the awareness. You experience the shift of consciousness, and you did all the whatever needed, means all the whatever ask for forgiveness, then the 5 daily contemplation, then the daily routine, everything you just follow and do, then your mindfulness came, then you stabilize it, then the things start to happen. And then from there, you read what I share, you start to understand. Yeah, that is from that nature, awareness nature, the stability of the awareness. Without that, you cannot understand the words. And you start to appreciate, because those words were very beautiful and it's like very clear to you, and you can just follow and do it with ease. People who don't take the trouble to develop the silent mind, the awareness, the stability of their nature, they cannot penetrate. They cannot even understand what I really share. That's why sometimes you look at a few Kayamita like struggling very hard, but they are not serious enough. Maybe faith not strong enough. Their affinity with Triple Gem not strong enough. They don't have the Saddha, Virya, and perseverance. So all this depend on the individual, depend on the cultivator. So if you are serious, you have the faith, you really sincere and you just persevere and do, you will progress. Like what we witness in you is so beautiful. And like you say, yes, you can do it, anybody else also can do it, because you were also very new. And yes, you only learn.
Yes, right. Yeah, I agree. Because for me, is I'm also new. I only started very late, you know. Started very late. I mean, of course, the sitting meditation also a problem. Cannot sit, you know. Body aching everywhere.
I remember, you know.
I mean, so it's very difficult. But my faith is very strong. And I do all the bowing, the three-step
unbow. The bowing helps you a lot. Yes.
That bowing really helped to develop my mindfulness. Although that time, I do not know it's mindfulness. Although that time, I do not know it's mindfulness, you know.
Until you have gone through it.
So it's very beautiful with this faith, you know, and of course sincerity, like that you want to do it very badly, and then you must persevere also.
Persevere and just do, not give up.
I mean, brother, I went to your retreat first year 2017, right?
I mean, I
don't have the kind of so-called stability, mindfulness at all. Correct. You know, it's like very difficult,
You find it very difficult, and you cannot follow. But you also have a lot of joy because first time you experience that place, the nature very beautiful.
Correct. I really enjoy it because you know why, Brother Teo, I have a lot of faith, you know, faith in Triple Gem. And I just want to learn, and I said I will not live my life in vain without knowing this, you know, without knowing this. If I die, I must know this, and I must
I must have learned enough
that I can come back as another human being, that I have the joy of learning the Dharma and the Triple Gem again, you know. I don't want to be like, lost again, going around, you know, and not knowing what I'm doing, you know. So for me, that is very important, that I will come back, you know, I know what I'm doing, I'm still with the Triple Gem, I continue with my cultivation, that's very important. And I must have the tree right view, you know.
The Bodhisattva one, very good.
Yes, I must have the tree right view, you know, the tree spiritual law, life after life, you know, that I must continue with this, you know. It will be continue and become more better and better in the sense, like, you know,
that it will become more and more beautiful later on in subsequent life when you arise again, because this life you planted the seed of Bodhi very well, and you did it very, very sincerely, because of your sincerity and your determination, you really want this, and it really flowered so beautifully.
I think that happens to me, you know, that because I plant the seed of Bohi, I take that four vows, right? Very seriously and very diligently, I do that, you know, and I follow exactly what Brother Teo said. I do it every day, you know, for 108 days, you know. So that I develop the stability, you know, that I will not give up. And when I come back, I will not do all the silly things, things, you know. You know, without understanding, you know. That is very important to me, very important, you know. So that I make less mistake, you know. You know, in the future life, that when I come back, you know. That is so important to me.
Yes, very important. That's why you receive the correct message and you determine. Because like I used to tell all Kayamita, this is the only golden window. You miss this, it's going to take you a very, very long time before you have the next chance. So this life, put in the necessary perseverance, the sincerity and the faith to plant this Bohi mind, Bohi seed, sincerely. Take the vow and determine like what you have done.
That's why
when I share all those things, it's meant to be the nature, Kuan Yin's nature and the Great Being's nature. They want this to be taught to the world. That's why Maitreya came 2008 to ask my nature to come out and share all this.
Yes.
Yes, understanding will cut short a lot of training, cultivation. Then the later cultivator or the way the beings like your nature or say, you will become very beautiful before the next asana. And the next asana, your nature can be as powerful as mine or better than mine, depending on your
cultivation. Yeah. That one, I do not know. You see, a lot of things, I do not know what is going to happen. I don't have to know, but I just go and do it.
It will just unfold.
Yes, it will just unfold by yourself.
Yeah.
But I like take the leap of faith, you know, and just do it.
Sadhu.
And a lot of time people will ask, no, I must know the result first, I must know the outcome first before I do. That's why that hinders us from moving.
Hinder them. They want to know.
Yes, they want to know what do I get by doing that. For me, it's not important. I do first, you know, and have the faith, you know, in it.
Yeah.
But again, this one, a lot of people have problem with it, you know, brother.
Yes. Because they use the mundane mind that don't have the understanding to ask that question. Can enlighten? How long it take? They want to know all this, which has nothing to do with the real cultivation. The real cultivation is, are you sincere? Do you have the faith? Can you persevere? That's why I say, just do. Don't try to know. Because the nature will understand. It's not the thought. The thought cannot understand. Whatever you know is knowledge. Whatever you understand through the direct seeing, the stability of mindfulness, awareness, that one is the insight. That is the awakening. That is the wisdom. That one is beyond word, like you experience.
So my message to all Kayamita is, sometimes we don't need to know what is the outcome. Just do, have faith. And sincerity and determination to do, you know, that is more important, you know.
Yeah.
Everything will unfold by itself, you know. Yeah. That is how I feel, you know. So
very
important
good.
to plant the bodhi seed, you know, early, you know, in this lifetime, not next life, because we don't know
next
where.
Life. Next life, no more such condition.
We won't have Brother Teo around.
Also my nature not around. The teaching also gone.
Correct.
Then later those who teach may not be the authentic one. You don't know. But the website will help a lot of people. The website will help a lot of people.
Hopefully the website is still around, Brother Teo. We also don't know.
I believe this website will be around for quite a while, because Maitreya wanted it. That's why everything just happened and unfold.
But now that Brother Teo is around, we better go and learn first.
That's why I say, make good use when my form and mind is still around. Well, once the form and mind is no more, you want to listen also no more.
Yes. Because we hear directly from Brother Teo, you know.
Yeah,
it's more impactful, you know.
Yes.
More impactful, yes.
Correct. Well, this is a vehicle and tool for my nature to manifest. We call it the Nimanakaya that perform the function of my nature. This is my functional body. And once this is gone, too bad. A lot of things, you can't get it direct. Like now, you can report and you receive all this benefit together with other Kayamita, it's because my nature is still around. My form and mind still around. So this one, as we know, is dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomenon, has its duration. When the duration is up, when condition cease to be, it will cease to be. And when this form and mind is gone, the nature is still around. But then people don't know how to create affinity, develop the faith. And from whatever I share, it's just like during Sakyamuni's time, you have to listen to the words that Ananda repeat after he died. Then later on, at that time, there was no writing. There was no technology to record things. So many hundred years later only, they start to commit it to writing. in the meantime, they just use chanting to actually preserve some of the teaching. But the explanation cannot be preserved through chanting. It's only the words. That's why the Theravada teaching, the words, the Pali words are very authentic. But the commentary debate really a lot of things. Because unless you have that wisdom and understanding of the Buddha, you cannot comprehend what he teach, and you cannot express it out and share. So the commentary depends on the limitation of the author who write the commentary, or the monks who write the commentary. So you need great beings like Hui Ning and all those to come to actually give rise to new understanding, to interpret and teach the teaching again. So this era, we are very lucky because the sasana is still there. And a lot of the teaching, you can still find, but not easy, not easy. The one that truly understand and have that understanding to share and teach are very, very rare. There is a lot of teaching, but not every one is the one that has the depth and understanding, authenticity to really share. Because awareness-based meditation, I realized hardly any real cultivator around. Very rare, very rare. Once in a while, maybe you have some that has the mindfulness, the heedfulness, the awareness. But to reach the stability of understanding and detect the gateway and do the Bodhisattva way, the great being, the higher teaching, very rare, very rare. That one, not easy to find. Everyone has the condition. It's a matter of your faith. When you have the faith, a lot of things will unfold. Without faith, cannot. You must have faith in yourself, in your ability to cultivate. You must have faith in the great beings. You must have faith in your teacher's nature, in all those whom you have learned from, and you must rejoice. Then affinity with Triple Gem, very important. So when the faith is there, it can condition a lot of things to happen. And affinity is very important. Then go back to the yellow card, the Bodhisattva vow. How to develop affinity with great beings. That one very important. Even by paying respect, by rejoicing, can earn expression of gratitude, all those things. You already create the affinity. Then sometimes by chanting their mantra, their whatever. Then when you recollect and recall how they have taught you and how you have benefited, all this will unfold. Okay?